Part 2. Does stuff matter?
Hell yeah, especially when disaster threatens everything you own.
Chapter 3. The Station Fire.
An arsonist started the station fire on August 26, 2009. It burned for almost 2 months until October 16th and consumed over 160,500 acres, 250 square miles, of the Angeles National Forest in northeastern Los Angeles County. It damaged homes and businesses and took two lives. For 2 weeks, while the station fire gripped Brenda's community in a chokehold, she wrote the following.
The station fire is only 42% contained as it continues moving east along the northeastern area of the Angeles National Forest toward our home. At our elevation, ranging from 4,000 to 5,000 feet, the air appears clean above the haze and dust in the valley below. However, this week, the smoke is thick. My throat is burning, my sinuses are swelling, and my head is aching. David is at work while I work from home and monitor the situation. I can't get any work done. I'm afraid. My brain needs oxygen. Victimized by the whims of the ever-changing winds and flying embers, I'm reminded of the years David and I cared for my father. We were unprepared for the crisis of caregiving. My father was diagnosed with dementia and was getting worse by the week. Something had to be done. Likewise, we are inadequately prepared to accept our fate as the fire moves closer. Surprisingly, we have an internet connection and phone service. We get updates from county and national websites on the direction, speed, and proximity of the fire. Google Earth images help us visualize where we are in relation to the neighboring mountainous terrain being swallowed by the fire. We gain some comfort, being able to share telephone updates, even with members of our community who live along the ridge where the fire is climbing. Early on, David and I decided which trips to town were absolutely necessary. We're scared.